All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited because I have the style queen herself, Paige DeSorbo. Paige, I don't think you understand. I was like, you have turned in to actually like a full-blown style icon.
Stassi, first of all, thank you so much. Second of all, that intro is amazing. And I need you to know that every girl who is on Bravo learns style from you.
I mean,
like you're the queen and we just copy you.
That's really nice of you. And I appreciate you just like making me feel better, especially like because I'm postpartum and, you know, I need a little lifting up every now and then.
Every time I see the word OOTD, I think Stassi. So oh my know God. That.
Honored. No, you have taken it to a whole other level. Like, it's like it's surpassed Bravo. You know?
Well, thank you.
And not many people have done that. And I want to get into that. But in case people don't know who Paige DeSorbo is, like, okay, Everybody knows who Paige is. Summer House, Winter House, Southern Charm, Giggly Squad. You're pretty much
a lot
like
of reality. TV.
You're like, you also did NBC First Look. Weren't you in People's Cabs?
I did NBC First Look. We went around New York City and I went to like cool niche places that like no one would know about. Other than the top of the Empire State Building.
that's pretty damn cool, Paige.
Thank you. Like, I appreciate that.
You're building this whole brand and empire for yourself that I'm so fucking into. So thank you for being here. I love you.
Thank you for having me.
I remember the first time I met you when I went to go do Summer House. I was like, oh, it's Posh Spice. Like literally,
you complimented my bag and my outfit. And I was like, I can pack it in now. I can go home. Like that was all I wanted and needed.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I want to talk a lot about fashion with you.
Okay.
First of all, who is your style icon?
Okay. I feel like I go through phases and there are so many like celebrities that I feel like they go through eras where I'm like, oh my God, I love like her style during like this time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like overall, I would say Audrey Hepburn is probably like my baseline. Like I think like those classic looks are always my favorite. But in terms of like pop culture now, I think Zendaya is so, I mean, she never misses.
Never. No, like it's disgusting.
It's like, the models are lucky she's so good at acting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because she would just own everything.
I completely agree with you. And even her street style. It's not just her red carpet style.
Right.
It's her street style, too. Because, see, I've struggled with this question nowadays because I feel like celebrities, they have, like, these great red carpet looks, but their street style is seriously lacking. And I don't remember in the early 2000s it being that way. I remember looking up to Nicole Richie and Lindsay Lohan during the Rachel Zoe era and being like, wow, their street style is just phenomenal.
No one talks about the Rachel Zoe era.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Like, she was the first person I saw wear, like, cocktail rings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, what are these big rings and these flare jeans? Like, I love her. I still love her.
I am waiting for Gen Z to rediscover or to discover Rachel Zoe and that era so we can bring back all of those looks. Like, I remember, you know, just like the little, like the long, or it was like the long dresses and they were wearing closed toe pumps with them. No one would ever right now. And everyone needs to.
No, I love her. I forget about her sometimes. And then I would say, like, Victoria Beckham is also another just, like, classic. She's, like, also having a moment. But I like people that you can, like, watch their style evolve. And at every, like, different part of their life, you're into their style. And that, to me, makes, like, a style icon. And Victoria Beckham, I feel like, is the number one person who does that.
I totally agree. Did you watch Beckham?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, like, how did she look so chic, even in just, like, leggings? And it was like a black hoodie. And I'm like, wait, what?
my favorite part, and Craig got so mad at me when I said this, but it's just like so me. I love that she was like, David has been playing. No, that was great too. But I love that she was like, David has been a soccer or a football player for 20 years and never once have I ever worn a jersey. And the commitment to fashion world, I just appreciated that. And I was like, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. And Craig was like, oh, that she didn't support her husband. And I was like, she supported her husband. She's done enough.
This whole entire docuseries was nothing but Victoria supporting her husband.
Being supportive.
She doesn't need to sacrifice the thing she loves the most.
Right.
Fashion. In order to support a little more. Yeah. Victoria Beckham. It's like, no matter what, she just looks chic.
Chic. Yeah. It's just her whole... Here's the other thing. Like, people don't talk about, like, people that dress really good. They're also like their auras. Like Zendaya knows how to wear an outfit.
Yeah.
And you are almost like more obsessed with her than the actual outfit because of the way she just carries herself. And that is another thing that I like always look to. And I think Victoria and Zendaya have just like that presence.
Yeah, I like couldn't agree with you more. Those were like phenomenal answers.
Thank you.
I'm here for it.
I think, you know what? I think about it a lot and you're the first person to ever ask me, but I always have that answer ready in my head and I've never gotten to use it. Yeah.
I'm the first person to ask you who your style icons are. That makes zero sense.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I never get that question. I'm always like, I'm ready to say Zendaya at a drop of a hat.
Okay. I'm just so glad that I like gave you that opening.
Thank you.
So that you could shout it from the rooftops.
Thank you.
Is there a celebrity that you would just like love to get your hands on and style? Like, I mean, there's a lot.
We talk about this all the time on Giggly Squad. And I think it's just because Taylor Swift is having such a moment.
I know. Like, what is happening? I feel like I'm going to get like canceled for saying Taylor Swift, but we got to say it.
You have to tread lightly when it comes to the Swifties because they're terrifying.
But like, I can love Taylor Swift and just like not love her outfits.
No, I love her. I think she's great. And I think what she's doing for the football community is amazing.
Wait, do you really care about what she's doing for the football community?
No, I don't give a shit. But I just think being so uber famous and having just, you could have the pick of any designer to do anything with. And maybe it's just she doesn't care about fashion like that. And that's totally fine. You don't have to.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, how is there not a stylist who's reached out to her and been like, I'll just do it all. You just put it on. Don't worry about it. There's an Instagram actually that some random girl made. I don't know who made the Instagram, but it's called You Belong in This. And she does outfits that Taylor Swift should wear. And it's iconic. Like if she was a fashion girly, it would be insane.
Wait, that's such a great idea for an Instagram account.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like she needs to see this because I think she also has such great opportunities to wear such like crazy things. Like she doesn't have to wear what you would wear when you're going to Starbucks or like what you're wearing to like run errands.
Right.
She's going to these like insane events. She's going to football on Sundays. Like she has the opportunity to wear such cute outfits.
Yeah.
And I feel like she doesn't.
No, I get it. I feel that too. Like the world is her runway every single day. And she's not walking down it.
No. And even like her performing, like that's, I feel like a moment where you can be so crazy and you can wear whatever you want because they're here to see you. You're the one on stage.
Yeah.
And I would just like her to lean into it more.
Yeah, I know. I really agree with you. And the more that I think about it, I feel like all the people that I would want to style, they are singers. Like Jessica Simpson.
Pretty much anyone in the country music
that
area.
But like Jessica Simpson, literally, it's like someone froze her, like cryogenically froze her in the year like 2008 or something.
And she loves a denim short.
Yeah, loves a denim. I love a denim short too. Like I will never not love a denim short. But it's the same. It's literally the same as 2008. And it like freaks my brain out that she hasn't seen past that.
Right. And hasn't like evolved because she looks amazing. She looks the same that she did in 2008.
Yeah.
And I just feel like here's the other thing that's fun about fashion that I feel like people don't talk about is like as you get older, not so much like, oh, I need to dress in a different way because I'm in my 30s now or whatever. But as you get older, it is fun to realize like your own personal style is changing. Like I'll forever love a crop top. You know, will I forever wear a crop top? Probably not. But like, I like seeing in my own life, like, oh, what do I feel like wearing today that is totally different than when I was like 26 and doing like the same thing? So I like seeing people evolve. And I feel like Jessica and Taylor haven't like evolved.
I agree with you. But I think it's a way but you still, I could pinpoint your style has remained consistent. You've just modernized it. So it's not like it's changed. You've just been modernizing it as time has gone on. And I think that's what's lacking with Jessica Simpson and Taylor Swift. Like
should we just do it? Should we just reach out to them and be like, we'll style you for a week. If you like it, great. If you don't, well, I think it never happened.
Wait, Paige, can I tell you the story? When I was like 20 years old, okay, did you hear of the club Ledoux? Have you ever heard of that? It was in Los Angeles. It was like the biggest club of like the club era time. Right. Okay. And I was there one night and Britney Spears walked in. Okay. And I had just moved from Louisiana to LA. And I was like, I'm going to go up to her and I'm going to say, I would really love to style you. I wasn't a stylist. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I'd really love to style you. And I think you would actually like me styling you because I'm from Louisiana too. And I told my friend at the time I was going to go and say that. And I was pretty much like held back by my friend. Like literally like they thought I was insane. And I agree with them. That would have been so fucking weird of me. A random 20-year-old hoe walking up to Britney Spears. I think
she would have loved you though. I think she probably would have been like, okay.
Really? I don't know. But it's like that. It's like a moment of like I have secondhand embarrassment that I had the thought to even do that. Like, who the fuck did I think I was?
No, I get it. But she's another great example of like if she just had a different stylist or a stylist
in general.
Things would probably be a little different for her.
Yes.
And I feel like fashion brings people together. it's also fun to like have something that you can like relate to other women on. Like whenever I'm in a group of people and I like hate small talk and it makes me like want to die.
Yeah.
Like the first thing I do is like, love your shoes. Where did you get them? Like, and it just like is a natural conversation that I feel like women can be like, oh, like I got them at Zara. And like, and then you just like go into something. So fashion has also been my like get out of jail free card of like my hands are sweating and I hate small talk.
Oh my gosh. I love that because I've been thinking about social awkwardness a lot lately. It actually crosses my mind often, daily, maybe my Roman Empire now that I'm thinking about it. And I've been like thinking about how lucky I feel that I have children to bring with me to parties so that I can use them as an excuse to exit conversations that I like don't want to be in.
A dream.
But that's fashion is another thing that you can bring up with like any girl and you can have a conversation that you actually want to be a part of.
Yeah. And you can feel like a little bit connected and not like, oh my God, what am I going to say to this person next? Or like, and it's fun. And you want to talk about it anyway. Like, I want to tell the girls where I got my outfit when I walk into anywhere because they should know that there's a sale happening or like, you know, so
you're not gatekeeping.
Right. No.
Okay. Who do you think is the most stylish Bravo celebrity besides yourself?
Wow. That's a really good question because I feel like I do go back and forth, but also the franchises are different and like you dress different.
I know, but
in
like
different areas.
I don't think any of them.
You think none?
I think actually none is my answer. Like you're the only one, Paige.
If I had,
actually Amanda dresses well.
No, you know what? We should talk about that too, because no one gives Amanda the credit she deserves. And also Amanda doesn't care about anything like ever. Uh-huh. So she like, I'm like, you should post this more or like you should like tag where you got this stuff. Like people love your style. And she's like, I just like don't care about that. But she does have great style and I would absolutely underrated. Switch closets with her. Very underrated and very unique personal style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like she's not someone that's like, oh, I have to follow this trend where like I love a trend. She'll do whatever she wants at any time. And I appreciate that. But in terms of like other Bravo people, not Summer House, I feel like I would, if I had to switch my closet, I think I'd go Salt Lake City actually. And I think I'd go Lisa Barlow.
Okay. Shit. I have not watched Salt Lake City, so I don't know. Like I only know the originals. Like I know the originals Like, I haven't watched Bravo in a while.
No, I don't. I don't either. Like, it's sometimes too intense to watch Bravo, which actually makes me sad because I do love reality TV. But like, you can't when you're so close to it. Yeah, you just like can't.
Well, you're on every show, so you'd just be watching yourself. No, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of therapy. But I feel like Lisa's Instagram, she like showcases her looks a lot, which I like enjoy. I also think Marlo Hampton loves a look too. So I'm very into her Instagram. She's always posting her outfits. But yeah, there's no one. I haven't seen enough of like the new New York to see like what each person's style is. But I think I'm biased to New York in general. But it's just so different to see like how Potomac dresses compared to like Beverly Hills. Like it's just such a difference.
Well, I just wonder why all of the housewives, excluding the new New York, because I've noticed that a lot of them dress. I like their style too. It's different.
Yeah, same.
But why all the housewife franchises dress the way they do? Because there is a housewife look.
For sure. And it's full Fendi jumpsuits.
It's even still just like, it's like this like extra,
yeah,
like the vibe that it's like, I can't exactly, I like don't even know the words to describe it. It's just by saying, oh, it's a Real Housewife look. I feel like that's like what it is. And I just don't understand why they're not breaking away from that.
I also think it's interesting too, like watching Housewives sometimes, I'll be like, oh, you got full hair and makeup before this. And it always like changes the vibe a little bit for me because I feel like on Summer House or like any of the other shows that aren't like housewife franchises, we're not doing like hair and makeup. And like,
yeah,
we are legit putting on clothes that like we picked out that morning. So like it does change when I watch the housewives of like how I think of their looks because I'm like, oh, this was a very planned look.
Yeah.
And it's very housewife. Like,
yes.
It's very like, intense.
Erica Jade bringing her glam team on cast trips. What?
Right. It's crazy.
I couldn't imagine when I was on Vanderpump Rules, if I like hit up my producer and I'm like, by the way, I'm also bringing my glam team. Don't worry. I'm obviously paying for it, but they'll be in like the hotel room next door. Like, I think I would have been told no, though. I don't think I would have been allowed to.
No, I wouldn't have. No, absolutely not allowed to, because it's also like, well, you need to be ready in 10 minutes. And like we're leaving. And it's like, okay. No. I think having like glam team for a little bit of it takes like the reality out of it for me sometimes. But I think they commit to a look and I can't knock that.
I can. Because the housewives don't win. They're never winning style wise. Like I don't know what it is, but I can't get down with it. I want them to so badly.
Yeah.
Because we're all aging. Okay. We're all going to be. I am a housewife. Well, that was a sobering thought.
Wow,
I am a housewife.
That was a moment. Yeah.
So like I want to look up to them style wise. So I need everyone to get it together.
I do feel like also on Housewives, I think there's like an overall undertone of they hate aging.
Yeah.
And so part of their style, I do feel like, is very young. And it's like, okay, you definitely wore that 10 years ago. Maybe elevate it in this decade.
Yeah.
So I do feel a sense of like wanting to be young, where I feel like I'm a little bit opposite. Of course, there are times where I'm like, I want to wear this crop top and mini skirt. But I enjoy that I feel like, oh, I want to wear a blazer and I don't have to show any skin because this is way more chic. So like, I like that. And I also have recently taught Craig, which is funny, that like we dress for girls.
Mm-hmm.
So like whenever he doesn't understand an outfit, he's like, but I'm sure the girls like it. Like, I don't know.
No, you're 100% correct. Listen, Paige, you're talking to the queen of granny chic. Like, I'm annoyed. I wonder how you feel because you like this type of look too. I'm annoyed that Sophia Richie has now made this. And she's not even quiet luxury because like she's wearing branded everything all the time.
Right.
But it's this covered up, understated, classy, timeless look that is now becoming popular. And I'm pissed off because that's already how I dressed. And now it's popular, which means that soon it will become unpopular. And then we're just going to look like we're behind the times.
No, that is my number one thing. I hate feeling like I put something out and I'm like, is this outdated though? Like, I hate that feeling. I love the Sophia Richie vibe because when I was in high school, that was right when Gossip Girl came out. So mm-hmm. I was like obsessed with like wearing a bow, putting a headband on, having a pleated skirt.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's that, but like a little bit more elevated.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I like hate when there are certain trends that I love and then they go out because you're like, I can't.
Yeah, because the trend is actually just the way I dress, right? Like, that's just how I've always dressed. So, fuck. When Hartford first got to the age where I started to think, okay, I should probably be giving her vitamins now, I had no, like, idea where to turn. Because most children's vitamins, they're basically like candy in disguise. Okay, there's, like, sugar, there's unhealthy chemicals, like, gummy stuff that growing kids just shouldn't have. And when I discovered Hiya, that was a game changer. And not just so much about what's in it, because I will say what's in it. Hartford's actually obsessed with Hiya vitamins and asks for them all day long. She literally says, please, vitamine, because vitamine is vitamin in Italian, and that's what Bo calls them. It's like she thinks they're candy, but they're not. So they're vitamins that your kids are actually going to want to take. So Hiya was formulated with the help of nutritional experts and is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and so many others that help to support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, your teeth, bones, all of that. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else that you can imagine. So you can feel so confident giving your kids these vitamins. I also love that you just get this cool, chic little bottle in your first order, and then they just send you eco-friendly refills every month. So we just have the little bottle out in our kitchen at all times, which is probably why Hartford's always asking for it. And we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. You can receive 50% off your first order. So to claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. This deal is not available on the regular website. So you have to go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. That's HiyaHealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. So my hair journey. Yep. The same one that I've been talking about since I got married. After I had my wedding in Rome, I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to start taking care of my hair. And part of that was switching up all of my products. And that's when I became addicted or just completely loyal to Way products. I mean, in my shower, it is now nothing but Whey products. When I get out of the shower, I use the leave-in conditioner and spray my hair with that. And I just feel like my hair has been so healthy, especially postpartum when I'm supposed to be losing a lot of it. I feel like I haven't. And it feels so silky and smooth and strong all the time. Some of my favorite Whey products I live for, rely on, need the detox shampoo at all times, because I feel like it just truly gets all of the gunk, like the dry shampoo, the hairspray, the texturizer, it gets it all out and fully like resets your hair every time you wash your hair. I also, again, obsessed with the leave-in conditioner. It also serves as my perfume. I don't really wear perfume that much. So the leave-in conditioner, it smells so good that I just like rely on that to make me smell good. I even use it on Hartford when we get out of the bath with her, because she gets her hair all tangled. And I'm like, you're using this Way leave-in conditioner, and she loves it and feels like she smells like a princess. They also have this hair oil. Okay. So it smooths frizz, it seals split ends, and you can use it when your hair is wet or dry. It's amazing. So don't miss your chance to get away this holiday season. Go to theway.com. That's theouai.com for 15% off site wide when you enter promo code Stassi. That's theouai.com for 15% off with code Stassi. I'm all into trying new things that make my skin feel soft or better, less dry, all that. And I've been hearing so much about this brand, Osea. And they're sending me for the holidays the Super Glow Body Set, which I am very excited about. So let me tell you what's in it. It's a limited edition box set that features three of Osea's best-selling body care products. So there's a full-size Undaria Algae Body Oil, an Undaria Cleansing Body Pot, polish and travel size Undaria algae body butter. So ASEA has been around for, I think, 27 years. Like, this is, they've been making seaweed infused products that are safe for your skin and the planet for over 27 years. So everything is clean, vegan, cruelty free, and climate neutral certified. So you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. But I've just been, I feel like it's winter time. I'm feeling dry and I wanted to try something new. And so the fact that this exfoliates, it hydrates, and it leaves the skin feeling silky and soft and glowy, that is exactly what I need right now. And since the holidays are coming up, I mean, what a better gift to give somebody than just like the Super Glow body set. I mean, I would love to receive it. I can't wait to try it. So give the gift of glow this holiday season with clean vegan skincare from Osea. And right now we have a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code STASI at oseamalibu.com. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code STASI for 10% off.
Is there a trend that you're like over, that you're like, I'm done with this, like stop wearing this?
Right now, that's actually a question that I have for you. Like style trends that like current, that are current right now, yeah, that you don't, that I don't like. It's not necessarily like a, no, I like all the trends right now, actually. Like if they, I can't think of one I don't like.
If I had to pick one, and it's not because I didn't like it, like I loved it and I feel like I did it so much, but I'm over anything with feathers now.
Okay, so wait, that's a Bravo thing. I'm like, if I see another Bravo celebrity in a dress with feathered, with feathers around the fucking wrist, I will, I'm gonna throw myself off the roof of my house.
It's a lot of feathers, and I have to say, I've done it a lot of times because when it first came out, and I think it really started like 2 years ago, and like it's maybe a year ago.
No, I wouldn't even say, I'd go farther back, or at least I feel like I was wearing feathers on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
and that was a while ago.
I just feel like it's like we did it and we can pack it in and we can wait till the next 20 years. And when it comes back in 20 years, great, we can do it again then. But I'm just very, I'm very over the feathers, and I'm very over the feathers for brides.
Oh,
because I feel like a lot of brides are doing it. And I just feel like it's a, like you're gonna look back and be like, why did I do feathers? That's another reason I like the Sophia Richie trend, because I feel like we're at a more of an advantage that when we look back and we show our daughters what we were wearing, it's not going to be so crazy because it's very classic.
Totally agree. Okay, I'll tell you one thing I'm over.
Okay.
A brightly colored blazer dress.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Neon blazer dress.
That's
purple blazer
housewives.
Dress. I can't fucking take a bright colored blazer dress. And
no,
honestly,
I agree.
It's like, just stop it. Like, there's like, blazers are always going to be great. I wear blazer dresses all the time. Like, I wear blazers as dresses all the time. Yep. But there's the like kind of fitted, but not totally fitted.
Has a cutout at some.
Has had a cutout.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Somewhere there's a cutout.
It's horrible. Yeah. And I also don't like tiny purses because they get in the way of everything. I can't hold my drink and my phone or like whatever I need to do. It's annoying.
I'm very excited that larger bags are coming back.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I have things.
Yeah.
I have things to put in there and it's just, it's not realistic. I will say I do love the tiny bag. Like with a certain outfit, I'm still into it, but I'm very excited that bigger bags are back in style.
They're cute in a photo. They're cute
for
in
sure.
your photo. That's about it. But like having to carry them out, that's a burden.
It's unrealistic.
It's a burden.
It is. And it's like, I wish I could just put this in my pocket.
Do you have any style pet peeves? So like they don't have to be trends, but style pet peeves.
Here's one that's like, I think a little bit controversial and maybe like a little bit niche, but one of my pet peeves, and I'm not saying that you should like go to the airport and be in like a full outfit or like even be in heels. Like I think you should be in a sneaker. I don't like when people travel in like legitimate pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
Like that really drives me insane. But I also don't like when someone's traveling in like a full heel and like an outfit. I think travel outfits are very important.
Paige, we're the same person.
No. I just don't think people put like
airport OOTDs are my favorite kind.
Yeah, because it's like you're still leaving the house. Yes, you're getting on a plane, but like put together, you're not going to camp. You're not on your way to camp. Like put normal sweats on and like look put together. So I think that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
You know what drives me crazy? And I wonder if you feel the same way, because I could see you actually maybe because this is very in right now.
Okay.
I don't like flip-flops, but they're in. Do you feel the same way or do you love them?
Have you seen that they're also in for like men with suits on?
No. No, I haven't. That's dark. That's really dark.
No, it's so dark. Unless you're David Beckham, don't try that at home.
Yeah, you're right. He could.
Stassi, in Charleston, and I didn't like realize it till I was like deep into dating Craig, but he would show up in like jeans and flip-flops and I would just be like, what's going on? Like, why are you doing this? And until I would like be at places in Charleston, I realized like all the men do that. And he was like, it's like a beachy town. And I was like, the beach is 15 minutes away.
Yeah, no, it's not. Actually, I feel like it's like kind of metropolitan a little bit. Like, no.
Unless there's sand in between your toes, you shouldn't have flip-flops on. I think it's... First and second of all, men's toes in general shouldn't be exposed. I don't want to see them.
Should never be exposed.
That's harmful for children. And it's just like, I don't need it. I think there's a time and a place for everything. And flip-flops are for the pool or the beach, not everyday life.
Agreed. But now they have bled over into women's fashion. It's like, you know, The Row is selling flip-flops and like everyone's buying like classic flip-flops. And it really upsets me. It hurts my feelings. I feel like it is the laziest shoe. Like shoes are like such an opportunity to decorate yourself, to like make a statement, to pull an outfit together. And so why would we go for the lazy choice?
I agree. What about even like when people are doing, like there are a few girls I follow on Instagram and they always do like The Row flip-flops that are like a little chunky and then like a maxi dress. You hate it. You hate
it. No, it's like, I understand that that's what's in style. Yep. I fully have digested it. I get it. But we're going to look back on that and be like, that was fugly.
Okay. Then how do you feel about the ballet flat?
Oh, I've been a ballet flat girly my whole entire life. Like that all throughout Vanderpump Rules, I was always wearing ballet flats. Everyone thought that I like looked like a grandma. I didn't give a fuck. And now they're back and I'm like, you losers, you losers are just catching on now.
I love it. I think it's so cute.
Yes.
And there's nothing I love more than like, and you get to experience this all the time with Hartford, but like a little girl in a ballet flat, like it makes me die. Oh. It's just so dainty and sweet.
Zara has every ballet. I mean, Hartford has every ballet flat from Zara that Zara has to offer.
Yeah. Like, no, I love them.
Yeah. Very cute. I'm always down for a ballet flat. How do you feel about Uggs?
Again, with the Uggs, I feel like it's like a time and place. Like if I'm traveling to tropical upstate New York, Albany to see my family, I'm going to rock an Ugg. I'll totally rock an Ugg. But if I'm in New York City and like I'm going somewhere in the city, like even if it's running an errand, I'm probably not opting for my Ugg.
Because it's the lazy choice.
Yeah, and it's just like, Uggs for me is Mountain House Vacation. Mm-hmm. Great, wear them all day. But your everyday shoe that's like your go-to for something chill, I don't know. I think it's a little... I also feel like I just have like PTSD in high school because like everyone girl wore Uggs.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have real Uggs, it was like...
I know. I got them for Christmas.
It's all about having dupes. And I'm like, I used to lie in high school, like when I would get the dupe of something and now it's like so cool.
Okay. Can I ask you about this? Because TikTok, I keep being fed dupe videos and I'm like, is this a thing or is this just like my algorithm? And I'm like one of 50 people that are seeing this. So dupes are actually a real thing that people like and brag about.
No, Gen Z redefined like the fake industry and just re-termed it dupe. And now it's everywhere. Like Like, I remember in high school, obviously, like, Amazon didn't exist when I was in high school, but I remember, like, Juicy Couture sweatsuits were, if you didn't have a Juicy sweatsuit, it was mm-hmm. like, your parents don't love you. And I remember my mom, we would come down to New York City, and my mom would go out to Canal Street and buy me all these fake Juicy sweatsuits, and I would be, like, obsessed and love them. And I would go to high school and no one would ever know. And I would never tell anyone. Mm-hmm. And now it's all about finding like the expensive brand version on Amazon and like finding the dupe and saving money and like not gatekeeping. Have you heard of DHgate?
Yes. I keep being fed this stuff on my TikTok. And I'm like, what is this world?
DHgate is a wild place. And I can get on such a hole on TikTok of like watching girls order things from DHgate that look real, and they're like, why would I buy this for $2,000 when I can buy it for $50? Okay. And I'm like, no, I get it. I totally get it. But
do they really like, or do they look exactly the same?
It depends. Like, I've seen some bags where I'm like, I feel like that's real. And like, there was maybe like a stitch that was off or something and they couldn't sell it. But then I've seen things where I'm like, that was obviously like a fake, that's like a fake bag that like they made. But I've seen girls get like shoes, boots, jackets. Like, it's an insane place. It's an insane world we live in.
This is the thing. I don't know that I would have like respect for my dupe enough to wear right. it. You know?
No, I get it. This is funny. For Hannah's bachelorette party, we all went to Miami and she got this like fake Prada bag. And she was like wearing it the whole weekend. She got it somewhere in New York City and she destroyed this bag. Like, I mean, it was black by the end of the weekend. I was like, what did you, like, you just what threw this on the ground and stepped on it? Like, what did you do? We were eating French fries off of it, like dipping it in ketchup because ketchup had like fallen on the back. She didn't respect it. And I was like, you know what? You are the perfect person
for
to have this dupe bag. Because one, you don't really give a shit about it. And two, like, you can treat it like normal and not feel guilty that you've destroyed it. So we're down with dupes for her specifically.
there are dupes people and then there are not dupes people. And yes. Like, I think I would wear it if I didn't know it was a dupe. But yeah. I just want to wear the things in my closet that yeah. I know are the nice things that I yeah. was like, this was a moment. And I went yeah. and I spent my money on this and I was so excited to find it. Like, that makes me excited to wear it. If I yeah. were to like buy a dupe somewhere online
yeah.
that like came in like a shitty box, it wouldn't make me excited to wear it.
I feel like we're similar in terms of like, I have real emotional connections
for sure
to like things in my closet, and like yeah. I'll get teary eyed yeah. if I think like it's lost or I don't have it, or like just things that like remind me of a certain point in my life where I'm like, I'll never wear this again, but I would never get rid of it.
Yes. Oh my God. One of my producers used to say, like, when we would be doing interviews, you know, like the post
yeah.
you know, interviews for the show or whatever, he'd be like, okay, do you remember this day when you guys were filming blah, 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 and so-and-so said that? And I was like, no. And I was like, what was I wearing? And
yes.
then he would tell me what I was wearing. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I remember this person said that. And then this person said this as well. Like, if I knew what I was wearing, yeah. I can then remember I the whole exactly. day.
Wait, Stassi, I love that. Because when I was like growing up, my dad, I like couldn't read. I couldn't do anything. Like, I should have been held back. My dad was so concerned for like how I was going to make it in the world. And he would be like, I don't get it. She can't remember anything to take a test. But if you give her a date and tell her what she was wearing, she can tell us exactly what we did all day, what the conversations were. But like, she can't do her math homework. And I was just like, I don't know. This is just like who I am. And I have a photographic memory when it comes to my outfits.
Yeah, they're just things that inspire us, things that yeah. spark joy, and that's our way of learning and remembering and digesting information.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, and I hope my daughter is the exact same way, honestly.
I will tell you, having a daughter who has her own specific style is the cutest thing. Like the first 2 years of her life, like she, like, obviously I could dress her in whatever I wanted and I was like chic shit all the time. And now she will only wear princess dresses. So I've just bought a million like cotton dresses that have princess tutus on it. Like I find ways for her to wear a princess dress every fucking day. And it's like, it's not the chic outfit that I hope for you, but it's better because it's like her personal style. Hydration is super important, and it is now the holiday season, which means it's going to be extra important because we're going to be traveling. We're going to be hosting our families. We're going to be shopping. We're going to be running around doing things. We're going to be, a lot of us are going to be drinking. So we need to hydrate. Yes, I am talking about Liquid IV, one of my favorite brands in the whole entire world, their hydration multiplier that I use and drink all day long. When I say like it's one of my main food groups, I'm saying Liquid IV is one of my main food groups. Let me explain what it is, okay? Liquid IV, it hydrates you 2 times faster than water alone. So you get this little packet of Liquid IV, and they have all of these different flavors. My favorite flavor has always been passion fruit, but now they have sugar-free flavors, and the white peach is now my new favorite. So I go between passion fruit and white peach, and it makes me drink my water so much more and also hydrates me so much more because it contains 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. There are no artificial sweeteners and contains 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, soy. Basically, I just keep it in my big water thing all day long. And so I'm constantly just hydrating myself. I don't know if I would drink as much water as I do if I didn't have Liquid IV in my life. So if you have not heard of it, where have you been? Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Stassi at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Stassi at liquidiv.com. Can we talk about my commitment to sweaters? More importantly, luxurious sweaters, like sweaters that stand the test of time, that aren't just going to fall apart, you know, after a few washes, or that aren't going to just like, I don't know, get all crunchy and weird after a few washes. Sweaters that feel great. I love cozy weather time. It is cozy weather time. And I'm talking about Jenny Kane, because Jenny Kane sweaters, I mean, there's like another brand that is like just as elite as Jenny Kane. It's a California brand through and through. But what I love is that all of their sweaters, they're just so long lasting. They're lightweight, but cozy at the same time. One of my favorite ones is the alpaca cocoon crew neck. Especially now that I'm postpartum, I just like love things that are oversized. And I just feel like a really chic mom when I'm wearing a Jenny Kane sweater. And since the holidays are coming up, I mean, there's nothing nicer than just giving someone a really lovely cashmere sweater. I mean, right? No one's ever going to say no to that. They have the cashmere fisherman. They have the cashmere cocoon cardigan. That's bestsellers all the time, every season. And I love that you can wear these sweaters with honestly almost anything. Like you can wear it with your leggings. You can wear it with, you know, soft pants, like lounge pants. But then you can also dress it up, wear like a silk little slip dress and wear your little cocoon sweater over it. And bam, you just look so minimalist and chic and put together and classy. So gift yourself and your loved ones the best gift of all, Jenny Kane. Our listeners get 25% off your first order when you use our exclusive link, jennykane.com/Stassi. That's 25% off your first order. jennykane.com/Stassi. jennykayne.com/Stassi. So let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. The holidays are officially here, which means there's just so much to do all of the time, which also means that we don't have time to go to the grocery store all the time and be cooking for our families every night. There's just a lot going on. So see, I already am somebody who's not a good cook. I rely on Beau for the most part for that. But when I do have to cook for my family, I've always used HelloFresh because they make it so easy, okay? HelloFresh, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. step. Okay. So all you have to do is go on their website and you can choose from over 45 weekly recipes and choose exactly how many you want, when you want it to arrive, and you take it out. The directions are so easy, and there's so many different things to choose from. They also have like easy breakfasts. They have quick lunches. They have snacks. So not just dinners. But I just love the fact that also, like, if I decide to have a dinner party, I would go to HelloFresh and I would pick what meal I want, the amount of people that I am serving, and convince them that I made that from scratch. Like, for real, like, why not do that? Because all the ingredients are fresh. They just like made it easy for you. And when you go to the grocery, you end up buying all of these ingredients that end up going to waste because you just bought too much of it. HelloFresh makes life so much easier. So go to HelloFresh.com/StassiFree and use code StassiFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. So that's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/StassiFree with code StassiFree.
Okay, I have a question because when it comes to like style, I always will send things to my mom. And I think like my mom has a great personal style and I've always like looked up to her style. But there are times now where I'll wear something and she'll be like, I just don't love it. And I just like, I think you can find something better. And sometimes I'll get so in my head and be like, wait, she's so right. I should change. But then there are other times that I'm like, you don't know everything. Mm-hmm. I like this outfit. Do you feel like you're going to be the kind of mom where you're like, Hartford, just listen to me on this one. I know that this looks better. Or are you going to be like, it's your own style, do whatever you want.
It's your own style, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I really hope that I don't go back on that. But like, I think that because I understand personal style so much. And when my mom said the same thing to me the other day, I had an oversized coat that, you know, like had, you know, it's extra. Yeah. It looks like it's a man's coat.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, it just looks like you're hiding under Beau's coat. And I'm like, that's the vibe, mom. That's like, that's actually what's chic and cool right now. So like, stop talking, shut your mouth, shut it before I get insecure.
I completely get it.
I'm going to trust that Hartford knows what's up.
Yeah. I feel like she already does because I feel like I'm like watching your Instagram stories. I watch her watch like you and I'm like, oh my God, this is a little fashionista. Like her wheels are spinning and she's like, I want to wear that. Like you can just tell she likes that stuff.
I watch her put on a nightgown or a dress and she has to she instantly just looks me in the eye and walks over to her mirror and does this like thing, does the twirl and then says, go show Papa. And I'm like, all right,
oh,
go show Papa.
My God.
And then she has to go up and find Bo and show Papa. And he has to go, bellissima. Oh, boni, whatever he says in Italian or whatever. And it's like the cutest fucking thing in the entire world.
That's so cute. And it's so important to be able to give your dad a fashion show. I think that like, I'm not kidding. I think that like shaped a lot of how I date.
That's like, so interesting.
Because coming home from shopping, obviously like I would spend that whole day with my mom and have that moment of like, oh my God, I love everything I'm buying. But to come home and then show my dad, like put everything on and do a full fashion show is like a core memory of my childhood, like for sure. So I love that.
Oh my gosh, that's really sweet.
She's going to take no shit from any
dude. Yeah. Wait, I wanted to ask you a question because since you were talking about dupes, I've noticed that everyone on Instagram has an Hermes bag. Like everyone. Like every single person. And a lot of them have multiple Hermes bags. And I'm just wondering where everyone got $10,000 to $30,000 just to throw at handbags.
DHgate.
Are you real though?
Like, no, because here's the thing. I've noticed that too. And there are certain people that I've seen with Hermes, like a Kelly bag or a Birkin bag. And I'm like, actually you probably did get that. Like in some way, I know your family's rich or I know what you do for work and you probably did get that. But then there's a whole other group of people where I'm just like, I don't know.
It's everyone though.
Got that. Because also knowing how hard Hermes is in general, like I have girlfriends who are very successful and like if they wanted to buy anything they could and have like walked into Hermes and been like, okay, I'm going to buy a Birkin, and them just being like, no. You know, so it's not that easy to even get one if you can afford it.
I know. That's why I'm shook by this. I don't understand. And I've like, did I fall asleep for a year? Like, when did this all happen? It felt like it was last summer. This like last summer, everyone was going to fucking the south of France with Hermes bags. And I feel left out.
Are you a bag person or a jewelry person?
Oh, jewelry.
Oh, okay. So I'm a bag person.
Oh, you are.
I'm different on that.
I mean, yeah, I would say shoes and jewelry over bags like any day, actually.
You know what is something I really admire about you? I feel like you're either like born with this or you're not. And my mom is, and you are. I feel like you guys have a really good eye for shoes. Where like, I feel like I can pick out shoes, but there are some times where you'll wear a shoe and I'm like, where did she even find that? Like, I think you have a really good, you should start a shoe line, honestly.
I would die
to. Have you thought about it?
Of course I fucking thought about that. Yeah. That is like, I mean, every girl who loves shoes dream. I mean.
See, I don't have that love for shoes like that. I like shoes, and I do like, I get excited when I find a really good one, but I feel like you're born with like being able to find that one shoe that looks so good with a certain outfit. My mom can always do it, and I feel like you're very good at that too.
I really love that compliment. Thank you so much. And I will say this, I think also the reason that I love shoes over bags is it's like it's actually so much less expensive to have a designer nice shoe than it is to have a designer bag. Like a designer bag is going to be a few thousand dollars. A designer shoe is going to be $1,000. Yep. So like, I still feel like I have some sort of luxury item that I'm wearing and it's not as expensive. And also it's just like, who doesn't want their like to like bejewel their feet? It's like,
no, I agree. It's like I love a Steve Madden show. Like I will always love
Madden. No, Paige. I'm sorry. I'm going to offend like 95% of my listeners right now. But when I say I cannot stand Steve Madden, like, and it's not just like you could show me Steve Madden shoe and like, I wouldn't even know it's Steve Madden or not. It's like the whole experience of what Steve Madden, like going in there, what it is. If the shoe is shitty, it falls apart. It's like,
it's limited two vibes. Like it's still like you walk in, you're just like, what is this place? The thing for me is I am so rough on shoes for whatever reason. Like it doesn't matter. I will break a heel. Like I will scuff up the leather. So like, that's why
How do you always break a heel? I've never broken a heel in my life.
I don't know. I'm so rough on shoes. My mom has yelled at me my whole life about it, but I will say there is a difference when you put on a Steve Madden boot to then putting on like a Stuart Weitzman boot. Like there really is no comparison.
No, there's not. I'm sorry. Like there's not. There are just some things that I will not sacrifice, and I will never. I have no respect for the Steve Madden shoe. That's the thing.
Right.
I don't have any respect for it, so I would never go put on. It could be the cutest fucking shoe in the world, but I don't have respect for it.
You have morals, and that should be celebrated. You know. You're true to yourself, and I appreciate it.
Before every season of any show that you go on, do you like do a full blown like shopping haul and like prepare before the season, or do you just like shop as you go and stress yourself out before like different events and things, and just like spend your life stressed out about it?
Probably the latter. I try and like prepare for it, so I would say like, we start filming Summer House in July, and I'd say I'd probably start like looking at summer clothes and like ordering them in May just so that like the first couple of weeks I have things to pick from. But it's funny with Summer House, we all do it so differently. Like Amanda, for example, packs that first weekend all of her clothes and then brings them out to the Hamptons. And I think that that is behavior of a serial killer, because I'm like, Amanda, what if you're in New York and you need that pair of shoes and they're in the Hamptons? Will you not kill everyone around you that like you own the shoes, but you can't wear them with this outfit because they're in the Hamptons? She's like, never happened. Never thought about it. Like, I wouldn't wear this in the city. And I just, that's so not me. So we usually get a schedule of like what we might potentially be doing that weekend. So I very much pack based on events and outfits. And then of course I'll bring like a few extra, but then I pack that all up on Sunday and bring all that back to New York with me. Cause God forbid.
Yeah, no.
I need that one shirt in the city and I don't have it. So, but yeah, I'm generally stressed out all the time just about like different events I need outfits for. And then let's be honest, you wear something and you're like, I love this. And then everyone hates it. And you're just like, okay, great. Like I only planned this outfit for months, but I've gotten a lot better at that because when I truly do love an outfit, there's really no changing my mind. Like that's it. I love it. Like I don't care if you don't. And I think that's just from years of loving fashion.
Do you have any looks that you look back on that you're like, fuck, why did I do that?
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much every reunion I've ever been on.
Oh, me too. That's so crazy. Is it like, I feel like I played it so safe at every single reunion because I didn't want to look back and look like a housewife. Like when they're so extra. So I'm like, I'm going to tone it down and just keep it really simple. But now that I look back on the reunions, I'm like, they were just boring. They were boring looks.
I feel like I didn't realize until like a couple years in that I wasn't great at putting a whole look together in terms of like hair and makeup matching the vibe of the dress or like went to someone and my hair looked awful. So there are times where I'm like, wow, that could have been a great dress if my head didn't look like that.
So like the look wasn't cohesive.
Yeah. And so that's something that like will annoy me when I look back. But in terms of like full outfits, I think it's more just like things go out of style and then I'm like, oh, I can't believe I wore that. But I know in the moment I liked it. So I don't like beat myself up about it too much because I'm like, well, I loved it though.
Do you have a stylist that you use to tell you like, okay, you need to do your hair and makeup like this to go with this look?
No, but I do have a bunch of girlfriends who are stylists. So like, whenever, so like for a perfect example is like before Summer House, I'll like call them and be like, look, can you just make like a huge lookbook of everything that's like on the internet right now? And I'll just like go through and pick stuff and then I'll order that. So like working with a stylist in like an untraditional way. Like I would never be able to have them put together an outfit for me and then me wear that exact thing.
Yeah.
But I do like having someone to like bounce ideas off of and someone who like is shopping all day long, like knows what's on every website, knows what's dropping. That is like extremely helpful for when it comes to like packing and stuff.
That sounds like a dream. I will tell you the thing I miss most about reality TV is an excuse to put on cute outfits all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel like I'm on TV. Like, yeah, there are probably times like I wouldn't have worn that in real life to go to dinner. But like we're watching a TV show and that's why I initially would watch Bravo because like I want to see a look.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to see you wearing like what all my friends from high school wear to go to lunch.
No, like my
that's
biggest,
boring for me.
My biggest Bravo pet peeve right now is that everyone's just wearing their merch sweatshirts. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. We're not,
no. Like, and I'm guilty of, I have done it before, but like, no, weird people want to watch TV and see fashion. They want to see style, even if it's bad, just like, just do something. But everyone just wearing their merch sweatshirts all the time in every scene, I can't, it makes me want to turn off the television.
No, I agree. I feel like that's the only reason people watch like Selling Sunset is because they just look so, you're like, that. This is a wild outfit.
That's okay. So I haven't seen Selling Sunset and everyone tells me that. They're like, no, like you don't understand. They go to like a coffee shop in like ball gowns.
No, it's so crazy. I haven't watched this new season, but like any seasons I would watch, I don't even know people's names or what their like intense drama is. I would just watch to see what they would wear. And I mean, they dress well. It's just like such a crazy look. For like the middle of the day at Starbucks, you're just like, oh my God, that's a full Prada outfit and just wild.
Do you style Craig?
Okay. Let me settle in for this one. So when Craig and I first started dating, I definitely like would give him suggestions or be like, oh, I don't like that. And I didn't realize, like, he's just my sensitive, sweet boy. He would get, like, really upset about
it. When's his birthday?
He's February 9th. He's an Aquarius.
Okay.
And he would get, like, really upset. Like, okay, like, you don't like anything that I wear. And I'm like, I'm not saying this to, like, beat you down. I feel like I'm helping you.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, a very slow burn. And then eventually when he would wear outfits that I put together for him and people, like, loved them, now he's, like, all over it. Of, like, you got to pick out my outfit. Like, you got to help me. And so for BravoCon this year, him and Austin went to Suit Supply, set up, like, the FaceTime, and they just came out and showed me different outfits. And I said yes or no, or try it with this. And I felt like a mom, like, getting her kids ready for school. I was like, we're doing back to school shopping. And they looked amazing. They looked the best I've ever seen them.
Wait, I love that. So I am seriously lacking in my knowledge of men's fashion. And, like, same. I don't even know what's cool and what's not.
Don't care.
I don't. Yeah, like, people will message me all the time and be like, your beau does not match you. You're going to let him wear those crazy Vans with his Rams hat and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this isn't about beau. <Yeah. laughs> this is about me. Right now,
and Craig could show up in Hartford's princess dresses, and I'd be like, "Great for him," because I care so much about my outfits, but I do try and help Craig when he asks me for it. But then I've realized, like, I'll pick out pieces for him, but then he'll put the outfit together, and so then I make him think like he did it on his own, even though I, like, gave him the tools. So it's all about just, like, tricking him.
No, you guys are, like, such a fucking stylish couple. I just love y'all are together. Like, I really do. Like, not to put the pressure on, because I know, like, that must be really annoying to have so many people be like, never break up. But, like,
no, I know. But I appreciate people, like, loving our relationship, and I really don't feel pressure from anyone to, like, move to the next step. But I will say, Craig is, like, the first boyfriend I've had that I, not that I was like, oh, maybe I'm the problem, but, like, that has definitely changed certain things about my personality that I never thought needed to be changed. Like, I definitely am a little softer in certain areas, and I definitely don't take as certain things as seriously. And he's so, like, laid back in terms of, like, I'm very regimented and like a 5-year plan or like a list, and he's very go with the flow. And so I will say he definitely balances me in a lot of areas that I needed balancing.
Well, you guys work together so much, like, you spend so much time together. Like, how is it being on 3 fucking shows together? Like, do you have like, are there moments where you're like, why did you just help me on that? Or, like, why didn't you keep that part private? Or, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll never do 3 shows again at the same time. That was probably one of the craziest years of my life. And I didn't really realize, like, that I was signing on for 3 shows the way it happened. Being on TV, like, I was on, it was Winter House aired, then Summer House aired, then Southern Charm aired. And it was mentally not okay, because I was being criticized for, like, normal things, or, like, people had opinions on normal situations, but for a full year. And I realized it was way too much. And I take, like, the off season of not filming very seriously, in terms of, like, you kind of have to go back into your normal life. Cause if you're in show life all year round, like, that's not good.
No,
like,
it's not
for your mental health. And, like, so one of the things, like, with Hannah not being on Bravo anymore was, like, a crazy time. And she would agree too that I think it was, like, the best thing, one, that ever happened to her. And
oh, for
two,
sure, to her.
That, like, ever happened to me too, because I now see her as such a different friend and almost like an escape friend. Because I have to get out of the reality TV world sometimes. And so, like, when I'm with her is when I feel my most self.
Mm-hmm.
And so being in a relationship on it, I think Craig is also really good at being like, okay, we're not filming right now. Like, we need to do real life things and like hang out with our real friends that aren't on TV shows. And so we work really, really hard at like trying to balance that, because you can tell when you're watching like reality TV, the people that are way too into it and like have slipped fully into it.
No.
And
Paige, I know. And that's so great that you're aware of it. Like, it took me being out of it to realize that like when you're on reality TV for so long, your emotional like intelligence just like starts to just like go way down. Like you have to work on your emotional intelligence, because you're in this crazy situation where your producers are making you think that like everything you think and feel are the most important thing in the world.
Yes.
And that you have to say then what you say matters so much. Right. And so you think that you're the center of the fucking universe. And then you're also told you have to like, you know, out your friends for certain things. And they disguise that as being like, well, it's the truth. We're telling the truth. But in normal life, you probably wouldn't be outing your friends for certain things. You wouldn't be like digging for it's just like a really crazy experience to be in that it's great that you know that, and that both you and Craig make an effort to do normal things outside of it. Because now that I've been outside of it for so long and I see some of the people that are still so far into it, I'm like, they can't help it. Like they just don't know yet. They just don't know that like the real world outside of filming a show isn't like this, but it's wild to see like them so fucking wrapped up in themselves.
And like, I think over the past couple of years, I've made like such an effort, like way more of an effort with my girlfriends who aren't on TV to like stay so connected to them, because I'm like, you knew me before. And I'll always do like an inventory with my best friend from high school. I'll always be like, am I still the same? Is there anything that like you think that I like am different and I can't see? And so like having even one person in your life to be such a truth teller, I feel like is like so important. And so like I look to my friend Stephanie and I look to Hannah for that so much, because I'm like, if I'm acting like a crazy person who's like the star of reality TV, I need you to tell me immediately, because that's not me. And so like, obviously I'm in therapy, and I think everyone should be in therapy regardless, specifically people on reality TV. And like the number one thing she'll always say to me is like, you need to take inventory of like, who is Paige DeSorbo? Mm-hmm. And so there are times where I'm just like, who am I? And like, is that naturally how I want to react? Or is that how I want to treat people? And like, it sounds like juvenile almost that I have to like have that thought process. But
no, it comes with your job. Like you, I think that's like so healthy of you.
Yeah. And there are so many times that like all like things that have happened on reality TV that I'm like, I should have never done that, or I should have never said that, or like, that's so not me. And I can get in this like warp of like hating myself for it. But then I realize like, okay, well then just be different moving forward. And then the next time a situation like that comes up, remember this, and you hated how you reacted. And so it's obviously all like a learning and growing experience, but I'm thankful to have Craig in it with me. And I'm so thankful to have Hannah, because I would, if I didn't have Hannah, I don't know what I would be.
Honestly, like I even rely on Hannah now sometimes. No. I'm like, who would have thought? Like, I text her for advice. I'm just like, how do you do this? How do you do this? Hannah is just like killing life.
There are times where I'll be like just being a raging lunatic, and Craig will be like, you know what? I'm calling Hannah, because that's so cute. The only one that can deal with this and your thought process. Like, call Hannah, like talk to her about it. So I'm like, no, don't tell her I'm doing this.
Isn't it crazy that such a great, wonderful person just like got fired like so unfairly, like in a situation, like it was like, it actually like kind of blows my mind. And I'm just like, I love seeing everything that she's accomplishing right now. Cause it's like, you were meant for more. You were meant for more.
100%. And she is and always will be the star of Summer House.
Okay, Paige, I fucking love you.
I love you. Wait, we have to get dinner. Me, you, I Hannah, was just Taylor, about Claudia. I'm sick of it now.
No, I know. I need to make a trip out to New York once I feel like there's a reason to. Like, I can't just like pick up and leave like my kids unless there's like an actual reason, unfortunately, now. But like, I am dying for this like girl squad. I want to be a part of it. Also, if you and Craig come out to LA again, Like when Definitely. We went to dinner for Valentine's Day, I'm sorry that I got sick and had to go home early because I felt like I was going to vomit. I had just started vaping and I vaped too much.
I think I had like yelled at Craig in the Uber home because he like pissed me off that night anyway. So like, okay. I'll never be mad at going home early.
Okay. Well, no, I felt like, I'm like, I am such an embarrassment. I'm like a new mom that like hasn't drank or vaped before ever. Granted, I don't vape now, you guys. Okay. But like I tried it out.
Weakness
back then and it made me so sick and I'm like, I'm a loser. Yeah. I'm a loser and Paige is gonna think I'm a loser.
Not at all. If anything, I was like, I love her because I love going home.
Thank you. Great. Okay, everyone, go follow Paige at Paige DeSorbo on Instagram. Go listen to her and Hannah Burner on Giggly Squad. You're also touring. You seriously are the biggest, like you're the hardest worker on Bravo. Like,
thank you so much. I truly. I'm tired. Thank you.
Well, I'm so happy to have talked to you. And I can't wait till we get to meet up in person again.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Bye, guys.